Good evening. Welcome to the Yellow Dogs. It's always precious when I get to sit with you. Thank you. Tonight, let's talk about the truth of interconnectedness. Last week, at the end of our session, Randy brought up, after we've been studying authenticity, self-awareness, intuition, about how we are all connected. So I thought, how is this all, what about all that? And he reminded us that we can't forget that. There is an interconnectedness to all of us, to all beings, even the ones we don't want to be connected to. And not just in a poetic sense, but in a very real, lived way. Buddhism points us again and again to the insight that nothing exists on its own. Our breath, our food, the thoughts we think, the emotions we feel, all of them are woven together in a vast web of causes and conditions. So after this lesson on connectedness, we'll see how this particular teaching connects to the last three teachings that we had on authenticity, self-awareness, and intuition. The Buddha taught dependent origination, that everything arises in dependence on everything else. Nothing comes into being by itself. Thich Nhat Hanh said, we are here to awaken from the illusion of our separateness. So when we see clearly, we realize that our sense of being an isolated self is just that, an illusion. Our life's not separate from the rain that waters the fields, from the farmer who grows the food, the people who transport it, the loved ones who shared it. When we feel disconnected, and we certainly all do, lonely or alienated, it's often because we forget this truth. Meditation helps us return to the present moment, and present moment connects us to it all. And it's alive and it's immediate. So each breath is given to us by the trees and the oceans. Each moment of kindness ripples outward, touching people we may never meet. Jack Kornfield says, when we see that everything is connected, we start to take care of ourselves, along with others, and of the earth, with the same heart. So this awareness is not abstract. It has ethical power. Because harming one another is never separate from harming ourselves. But we forget. That's okay. That's the way human beings are. So modern life teaches us to prioritize independence, to see ourselves as different, separate. We don't want to be like everyone else. We want to compete and protect what's mine, what I've worked for, what I've struggled for, what I've slaved for. So this forgetting leads to fear, greed, and violence. It's not helping us to live a happier life. So the practice is not to blame ourselves for forgetting, but to remember again and again. And that's our practice. Again and again. Nothing's wrong with forgetting. That's the nature of being a human being. So each time we return to the breath, each time we look into another person's eyes with presence, we remember. We're not separate. So interconnectedness is not only a truth, it's also a refuge. And so when we feel overwhelmed, it can be a relief to know we don't have to carry everything alone. And we are supported by countless beings. The Dalai Lama said, "We are visitors on this planet. We are here for 90 or 100 years at the very most. During that period, we must try to do something good, something useful with our lives. If you contribute to other people's happiness, you will find the true meaning of life." How sweet is that? So to live interconnectedness is to live with generosity, patience, and care. And so each act of love nourishes the whole. So let's remember, we breathe because trees breathe. We live because countless others have lived. We suffer and we heal together. And when we sit in meditation, we practice compassion. We are not practicing for ourselves alone. I love the Tibetan sanghas usually at the end always say, "May any effort of blessings comes from what's been said or how we've come together, we give it to all human beings. We share our consciousness." So let's carry the awareness into our day to see clearly, to act kindly, and to trust in that deep interconnection that holds us together. And next week, we'll just kind of connect everything that we've been talking about, how our last four lessons connect to our practice. Authenticity, self-awareness, intuition, and connectedness. So, you know, there are eight worldly winds or eight worldly conditions. And these are sometimes described as poisons of the mind because they blow us around, disturb our equanimity, and keep us trapped in craving and aversion. They come in four pairs. You'll remember them. Gain and loss, fame and disgrace, praise and blame, pleasure and pain. Yeah, that's us. That is important that we understand that that's part of life, that it's not something's wrong when something goes wrong in our estimation in life. So, and then authenticity means we will recognize and allow all aspects of life within ourselves first. And we're learning that we're not having to run or stuff our aversions or our mind states or even mind states that will occur in all of us. We don't have to because that's part of us too, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so what we learn quite naturally to do is let it be. Whatever arises. And What the practice does is help us to just let it be and does not force us emotionally into a reaction, because everything arises and falls away. And so there's that smoothness in life that we all crave. You know, the ripples are caused by our reactions to things instead of letting them be. So authenticity means we will recognize, allow all aspects of life, not running or stuffing aversions that will occur in all of us. And self-awareness, how we get to know ourselves in a very intimate way, more so than I ever thought I could or really wanted to. So in intuition, we talked about last week about there's another way of knowing that we all of us have touched that's beyond words. And that's just one of the things that our practice connects us even more so with, is that spacious knowing, intuition. Some of it may be called intuition. And then how interconnectedness brings all of these teachings to our entire whole body life. So we're being reminded and reminded and reminded. And so with that, I'm going to end and let you be a part of this in any way. Thank you.